My name's Ramon Leola. I'm a writer and author and lawyer based in Sydney. I was born in the Philippines. Came to Australia about 21 years ago.
What are the things that shape you as a writer?
I'm first and foremost a writer, and the only thing that will probably inform me in my own writing would be my own experiences. I live a very dull and simple life. I'm not a flashy lifestyle writer, so to speak, where all these experiences come from. So it is quite difficult to express yourself or myself in creative writing, in that I tend to think that my personal experiences on themes that I write about have been severely limited by, you know, personal obligations and circumstances that that occurred beyond my control.
And this is actually the life of a creative person.
How can I write something about something that I haven't experienced before, or someone that I don't exactly or extensively know? So, or something that I don't know anything about, like, say, capitalism or even communism or whatever. So how can I actually express myself in writing on those themes? I think as a writer, you need to have that degree of empathy, and you need to be as observant as you can, as possible, so that you can appreciate, even on some level, how a particular object or movement or idea or stream of thought will come across in your writing, in your attempts to write something about those kinds of ideas. So, for example, if someone has asked me to write about the experience of an asylum seeker or a refugee or a migrant coming to a new country, I can only write from my own experience as a migrant. I didn't come to Australia as an asylum seeker or a refugee. So people would ask me, how can you write about that? If a writer has enough empathy and appreciation and respect for that particular kind of storytelling, then it should come across as an effective storytelling. And one part of example would be that book where I've written about a short story about an asylum seeker who's eventually gone on to become permanent in Australia.
Okay, so let's just look, because we've got a stack of books here that you've published. So these are Words That Don't Mean Anything, Swells in Tiny Rooms, Not Poems, Just Words, I Look for You in Other Truths, and The Heaving Pavement.
Yep.
So what kind of poetry or what kind of writing do we find in these books?
Okay. At least the first three books, the big ones, The Heaving Pavement, I Look for You in Other Truths, Not Poems, Just Words, and Swells in Tiny Rooms, they're basically poetry. Words That Don't Mean Anything is a short story. And that was published as a single standalone pocketbook by a small press in Victoria. But most of what I've been writing and most of what I've come up with are poetry. And they run the gamut of themes, but mostly about love, loss, grief, desire. All those basic human emotions and elements that we're all made up of. I can't go beyond all those ones without telling the story of someone who's in love, or someone who's lost something, or someone. And it can be like in situations where you fall in love with someone or something. But it also deals with other issues, like in The Heaving Pavement, for instance. I've written that as a term, as an expression to my own expression of my own issues about anxiety. There's nothing about love there, but I guess because I had that experience about my own well-being, having suffered all those anxiety, anxious states as late as like last year, I felt the need to write some poetry and some experimental prose and even illustrated storytelling to impart the image or impart the message that, you know, anyone can suffer from anxiety, and it can come in many, many other forms than usually just being all panicky, etc. So apart from those ones, I'm trying to come up with more short stories, hopefully down the track a novel, but as soon as I actually come up with my own themes and my own plot lines, not necessarily my own or coming from my own experience, then certainly that's those are the ones that I'm looking into.
Can we have you read Follis, the poem called Follis?
Sure. This is called Follis, published in Tincture Journal this year. Mine is of a lighter shade. His color is coarse and deep, known to them as black fella, kin to my own brown fella. He inhales steadily on a fag, puffs acrid smoke against my face. Where are you from, my brown brother? He asks. I answer with a hesitant shrug. We here's been made redundant. We here's gone for replanting, replaced, shunned by white fellas. My nodding head casts shadows. When he smiles, the fella is just that. The same ancient blood surely as mine, my ancestors from another land, the same history of broken men. But here, I say, you're my kin. Brother, he says, young fella, we here's both been diluted. The stars don't lie like they do. Beyond that, we are both just transients, floating in a sea of fair fellas, unmistakable in our own skins, undeniable, unbelonging.
So where does this poem come from?
Okay, this poem came from a personal experience with someone that I met in passing. He's from the indigenous community of Australia. It's very funny because I was just coming off the train in Redfern, the train station in Redfern, and they, at that time, they put up some tents. This is, I think, in protest against some movement happening to take the Aboriginal tent embassy back in Canberra, and also the movements happening to reallocate their presence from Redfern. So I struck up a very, very brief and short conversation with this member of the Indigenous community. And after that, I was walking back home and got surprised about the words that were exchanged between us. The exchange itself literally took me out of my own place or comfort zone, so to speak, to say, okay, I'm not really that the center of the universe. My issues are probably nothing minuscule compared to what they're going through. So I felt the need to document that particular interaction and write something from the perspective of an outsider looking in, and hopefully impart that message that we're really no different. We're not different. We maybe look different because of the colors of our skin, the way our language inflections come out, the way where we've all come from. But it's given me that perspective that no matter where you come from, we all come from the same bloodline. Hence, there's a line there to say, same blood, surely, as mine. The same ancient blood flows through both our veins. The ancestors from another land, and that means that they're basically the first peoples here in Australia. So who's to say that just because I'm a migrant, I don't belong to that particular ancestry, because we're all men. We're all men. Doesn't matter whether you have blonde hair, white skin, blue eyes. You're no different from someone who has brown eyes or black hair or an Aboriginal person. So this is my homage to my thankful interaction with that particular member of the Indigenous community.